After last night's game, you're a Cleveland Browns fan, or you're a member of that front office, actually, I guess is probably a little bit more important. Do you feel like you are closer to making a decision on Baker Mayfield?
You mean in terms of the fifth year or the, you talk about the contract extension?
Yeah, whether or not he is your quarterback or whether you want him to be the quarterback of your future.
Actually, I don't think last night will have a lot to do with it because you already knew what you had in Case Keenum. Like you knew that. And last night was one of those incredible team efforts. The key is that sustainable over the next 12 games or 11 games, whatever number of games they have left, in case Baker doesn't come back? And I am very skeptical about him coming back. The announcement that there was a broken humerus to go with a torn labrum, non-throwing shoulder, guts and fortitude and courage go a long way in all sports, but that's a lot of hits. You know, I mean, just incidental hits cause damage when you're already hurt like that. So I'm not bullish on him coming back. But to your point about the question, does last night or the upcoming games tell us? You already knew what you had. You're evaluating Baker Mayfield from what you've seen before. If this was a hot rookie playing last night, okay, a guy that you drafted, that's a whole different question. So what they have to decide is Baker Mayfield our guy going forward, or do we roll the dice and think that we can get a big-time free agent that we like that's a young quarterback, make a trade for someone out there? I know everybody's going, oh, God, here we go again with the Houston thing. No, I'm not talking about that. There will be other guys that might be available. Or do you like what's coming out in the draft this year?
Yeah,
I don't think that the draft is going to be like last year, guys. I really don't in terms of the quarterbacks. So I think that Baker's in a much better position right now because a bird in the hand with a quarterback in this league, we all know how tough it is to find those guys, even if you draft the hot rookie. So, no, I don't think that last night had a lot to do with it. They already know what they have. They've just got to make the decision right now. They can kick it down the road because Baker's on the injured list right now.
So the way that I looked at it was I don't need Case Keenum to step in here and be brilliant, or that this is a question of whether I would be going to a Case Keenum or anything along those lines. To me, it was just a reminder that the Browns have a really good foundation, that they're a tough team with a good defense. They've got a great coaching staff that designed what I thought was a great game plan last night for Case Keenum and for that offense. They've got a good offensive line. They've got three running backs who can play now. We learned that about D'Ernest Johnson yesterday. And they've got a hungry fan base that does not want to let this opportunity slip by. And I feel as though with Baker, the question continues to be whether or not he can elevate that group. You know, like, I know he can play within it. I know that he can win football games with him, but can he elevate them? Can he take them to the tier that you need to be in to beat the Chiefs, to beat the Ravens, to beat the Bills right now? I haven't seen that yet. And if he's missing those opportunities to do so, that's really difficult. I think that's almost the worst case scenario because now you're caught almost in a limbo. But when I saw from Case was just as a reminder of you just need a competent quarterback. And if there's someone else out there that you feel is even a slight upgrade on Baker, with this group, what you have right now and the history of that franchise, you have to be a little bit riskier. You can't just do the safe thing and bring back Baker and be back in this spot a season from now.
I think you make a really good case in a lot of ways. May I play devil's advocate a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think everything that you said in terms of offensive line, foundation, the defense, all those things is spot on. Remember, they played without Jack Conklin at right tackle last night. All right. So four of their five were there. But that team took it upon itself. We are going to take care of our quarterback. We're going to take care of our team tonight. And they did it. Remember, one game sample. Thursday night game, the whole world's watching. No one thinks we can win. They pulled it together. I'm just telling you, those things are not sustainable over 17 games, okay? You have to have more than just that. And I think they've got a good foundation, as you said. I love their roster. Going into the season, I wondered if they had the best roster in their division, and I think a case could be made that they did. All right, so I'm with you on all of that. Denver is not that good. Okay, so let's keep that in mind, all right? I know they got off to the 3-0 start, but they beat three teams that hadn't won a game in that time frame that they beat. They're not that good, okay? Teddy Bridgewater's really nice start is now devolving into maybe we should play Drew Locke because we got to find out some things. That's where they are. Those are the things you worry about. D'Ernest Johnson, wonderful job last night. Terrific. Do we think he truly is a lead back in the NFL over 17? I doubt it. Doesn't mean he can't be. Doesn't mean he can't emerge. But again, when Chubb and Kareem Hunt are healthy, that's not even a fair discussion. Mm-hmm. So all those things come into play with this one. Can they beat teams that are good? I thought that the last half, probably more like last almost three quarters of the season last year, Baker Mayfield did elevate his game, did play better. But this is a team that is built on everyone needs to elevate around, not just the quarterback. He's not going to be the guy that takes us where we want to go by himself. He's not Lamar Jackson, to quote one in their own division in Baltimore. But he's more than good enough if you keep tuning up everything else around, you know, around that team. And the way Stefanski runs offense, Baker at the top of his game runs it like he wants it run. So these are all the things they'll have to evaluate. I think most of your points are right on target, but let's not take a one-game sample against a team that's not very good. And I hate saying that because I'm a big, big Fangio fan, but I don't see how things get better for Denver now. I think that hot start has changed to, oh, yeah, these are the Broncos we were worried that we were going to get, and that's going to be all she wrote for them.
I want to dig in a bit more on what you said about the Locke-Bridgewater conversation, because I do think it's a little more straightforward for Denver. I know Drew Locke didn't exactly set the world on fire the last 2 years in his opportunities, went 8-10, led the league in interceptions last year.
Cool dancing, though.
Yeah. But Teddy Bridgewater's about to about to turn 29, and Locke's a 24-year-old who was a recent second-round pick, and they've only scored 64 points in this 0-4 stretch since that good start against teams like my Jaguars, who are not impressive W's at all. Are you there with the Broncos? Are you turning it over to Drew Locke? Their bye week isn't for a couple weeks still, so you probably can't do the, oh, wait until week 11 and give them 2 weeks. Like, at that point, it's gone, potentially.
Yeah, I think that it's something that has to be considered. And going into the season, you know, one thing I try to do is make sure that I'm very consistent and don't flip-flop on a lot of what I say, where people go, well, hold on a second, you said this, and then you change it to that. And preseason, and when the Teddy Bridgewater deal was made, I was very strong in saying, this is a great move for Denver for two reasons. One, if Teddy Bridgewater does win the job, you have a competent NFL quarterback. But two, it was much more, Drew Locke, you get a really good chance to prove that you're the guy because this is true competition now. And they really wanted Drew Locke to win that job. Like the administration of the Broncos, right? The ownership, you know, everyone, except probably the head coach, because the head coach was on the hot seat in terms of, will I keep my job? So I just want the quarterback who's going to win games. I'm not worried about developing for the future because my future is right here. I'm George Allen. My future is now. And so I thought Teddy had a very good chance of winning the job, but I thought that Drew Locke, prove yourself against good competition. This is your chance to tell everyone, I'm that guy. And so I really thought that if it was an even battle, Drew Locke would get the job. But it turned out not to be an even battle because Teddy thoroughly outplayed him in preseason. So you had to go there, especially if you're Vic Fangio. To your point now, Blake, I've got to find out what I've got. Now, the season isn't totally gone. If you want to kind of talk yourself into, hey, we're still in the division race. Hey, we still got a chance. But that team you saw last night and that team you've seen for the last couple of weeks, do you really think they are truly capable of challenging the Chargers, Kansas City, and heck, even the Raiders right now? I don't. So to me, I got to find out if Drew Locke's my guy or not.
I'm really excited for the game that you're calling on Sunday. It's probably one of the most intriguing of the weekend, like as a fan. Chiefs are back in the win column, but they're still struggling defensively. And now they're going to be facing Derrick Henry, who's, as we argued last week, maybe one of the most underrated players in the NFL.
No, I said he's the most underrated player in sports.
That's, yeah, in sports. That's JD's take. So I'm curious how you see this game shaking up with those two big guys facing off.
JD, that's a strong take.
It is.
But I don't think it's an inaccurate. I don't think it's inaccurate in a lot of ways, because if someone else were piling up these type of numbers, and Delanie Walker talked about this last week, the former Pro Bowl tight end for Tennessee. He's like, if you're playing in Nashville, you don't get the same acclaim as if you were playing in another media center in the NFL. And for a long time, I've kind of gone, the NFL is kind of national. But he's not. I don't think he's wrong. Like Derrick Henry, imagine if Derrick Henry was doing this for the New York Giants, okay, the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Rams, Green Bay, someone where the attention is there, we would all just be going gaga every week. In a lot of ways, we're kind of like, wow, he's really big and strong and physical and powerful. And boy, that's impressive. Okay, let's talk about quarterbacks again. And we just kind of did. There's no one more valuable to their team right now than Derrick Henry Ailish. No one. Because everything that they do, identity, culture, how they run their offense, how he helps their defense, all of that runs through Derrick Henry. And the way I see this game, Ailish, on Sunday is very simply this. If that game stays connected, meaning Kansas City's not able to sprint out to a 14-17 point lead, all right? Let's say it's a 3-7 point game, either side most of the game. Derrick Henry's going to carry that ball minimum of 30 times. I mean, this team's run defense hasn't stopped anyone. So if you're not putting the ball in number 22's chest and saying, stop me, stop me, stop me, good luck with that. I think we're all missing our bet. I think the offense coordinator, Todd Downing, his play sheet that you're going to see on Sunday when we show the shots, most of that play sheet is going to say, give it to Derrick, give it to Derrick, give it to Derrick. Because that's what you have to do against that Kansas City defense. They have to prove that they can slow someone down, not stop Derrick Henry, slow him down. And one good way, if Patrick Mahomes in the offense doesn't turn it over and somehow manages to get to that 14-17 point lead. If they play from the front, they've helped their defense in immeasurable ways. But if it's a close ball game, that defense better be ready, because they're going to get a face full of number 22 all game long.